This is the Social Geek Radio Network.
Hi, this is Heather McLeod from Authority Brands, and this is the Franchise News Podcast.
Thank you very much, Heather. It's Wednesday, March 27th, 2024. I'm Jack Munson, and I read the news so you don't have to. We're live today in Jacksonville, Florida at the 2024 FranNet Convention. Thanks, Jana Bailey and team, for hosting us this week. More from Jana in the news in just a moment. Top story this week, the International Franchise Association endorsed legislation introduced in California requiring franchise brokers and third-party sellers active in California to register with the state's Commissioner of Financial Protection and file a seller disclosure form. The bill is now being considered by the Rules Committee and would cover franchise brokers, broker networks and organizations, and franchise sales organizations. It does not apply to franchisors, sub-franchisors, or area representatives. Matt Haller, President and CEO of the IFA, said IFA was founded on the principles that responsible franchising leads to strong franchise relationships, and pre-sale disclosures are the bedrock of that principle. Sarah Davies, General Counsel for the IFA, said the move to work with lawmakers in California is part of the organization's responsible franchising initiative. She added, "The registration component is similar to what is already required in New York and Washington, while the disclosure component is new and comes amid a rapid expansion in the franchise sales space." Jana Bailey, CEO of FranNet, was part of the IFA's working group and said she is absolutely supportive of the bill. She said, "It's like the Wild West out there, with thousands of third-party sellers and too many of them acting in ways that can do real damage to franchisees and franchisors if they misrepresent the franchise offering, make financial performance representations outside of what's provided in the FDD, or sell a franchise to someone who doesn't meet the financial qualifications." Franworth has sold its holdings in the Lash Lounge to Riverside Capital. Current Lash Lounge CEO Meg Roberts said, "We are here today because of the vision of Anna Phillips, the support from Franworth, and the incredible set of leaders and franchisees I have had the honor and privilege to lead every day." Subway will be shifting its beverage supplier contract to Pepsi from Coke. The 10-year deal begins January 1st. Doug Fry, president of Subway North America, said the deal will provide cost-effective, streamlined solutions to all franchisees. Celebrity School announced a record-breaking philanthropic year with over $215,000 raised and donated to medical centers across the country that support children of all ages. Thousands of children will receive medical care and support from these donations. The donation amount represents the collective fundraising efforts of Celebrity, Caliday, and the Huffman Family Foundation. Franchise partners in Washington, D.C. and Boston also donated and participated in the brand's mission. Richard Huffman, founder and CEO of Celebrity School, said, "Being able to make these donations and have an impact on families and children across the country aligns with our core mission and truly means the world to us." This portion of the Franchise News Podcast was brought to you by Brand Amplifier. The Brand Amplifier is an award-winning digital marketing platform designed specifically for franchise organizations. Quickly and easily manage social content and digital advertising across dozens, hundreds, or thousands of locations. Through the Brand Amplifier, franchisors are able to create high-performing digital campaigns that can be quickly deployed and funded by local franchisees using their own credit card. Using automation, programmatic localization, and machine learning, the Brand Amplifier helps franchise systems see a 500% or more increase in digital performance. For a limited time, it's 50% off if you visit brandamplifier.io and lock it in today. In People News, lots of new CEOs this week. Taco John's named Heather Neary as president and CEO. Shake Shack has hired Rob Lynch away from Papa John's to be its next CEO. Meanwhile, the Papa John's board has appointed Ravi Thanawala as interim CEO of Papa John's. Smashburger announced the appointment of Denise Nelson as its new CEO. Handel's Homemade Ice Cream announced Jennifer Schuler as its new CEO. Red Lobster installed a restructuring expert, Jonathan Tybus, as its new CEO. Dustin Bertram is the new CFO at Youth Enrichment Brands. The National Restaurant Association announced that Sue Hensley has been named Senior Vice President of Member Engagement, and Chris Kenny will serve as VP of Marketing for the National Restaurant Association Educational Foundation. GoTo Foods announced the promotion of Bobby Morena to SVP of Franchise Development. Heather Boemker is promoted to VP of Operations at Payroll Vault, and Will Fraker has joined the Goodfeet Store as VP of Brand and Performance Marketing. Congratulations to all, and go get them. Next up on the events calendar, the Franchise News Podcast will be set up in the Podcast Zone and reporting live from all of the franchise expos this year, courtesy of MFV Expositions and the IFA, including Franchise Expo West in Los Angeles, April 12th and 13th, and the International Franchise Expo in New York City, May 30th through June 1st. Today's Franchise News Podcast was brought to you by Text Request. Are you answering your phone anymore? No one is answering their phone anymore. Text Request lets you text from your franchise's phone number and from your computer so you can actually get a response. Whether you've got one location or many, you're a franchisee or franchisor, you can use Text Request to generate more leads, increase sales, earn online reviews, and so much more, all through text. Visit textrequest.com right now to see a demo, or text or call 423-218-0111 to talk about how you can grow your franchise through text messaging. And that's the way it is in the franchise community. Thank you for listening and staying connected on the Social Geek Radio Network.